Narendra Modi, India's new prime minister, took his place on the world stage again this week when he attended a meeting of South Asian leaders in Nepal. That followed Modi's appearance at the G20 summit in Australia, where he received a thunderous welcome from the Indian community. So how's he doing? The BBC's Sanjay Majumdar reports on Modi's first 6 months in power.
Bharat Mata Ki! Bharat Mata Ki!
This is how India's new leader was greeted in Sydney's Olympic Park, an arena which had just hosted the Rolling Stones. Narendra Modi too got a rock star reception from Australian politicians and adoring expat Indians. He got similar treatment in New York in September, and it's likely to be as frenzied when he visits the UK next year. Suresh Prabhu, a senior cabinet minister, has travelled with him and has sensed the buzz.
There is obviously a new excitement about the government and the leader. Mr. Modi is one of our most prominent global leaders, emerging as a global leader. And I'm sure it's not just emerging economy, but it's emerging leadership.
Back in India, his first few months in office have been, well, different. In this nationwide campaign, Mr. Modi is seen taking a broom and sweeping the streets as part of a drive to clean up India's public spaces. It may seem odd to see one of the world's most powerful leaders get down and dirty. But as commentator Suhail Seth points out, there's an important message.
It is abhorrent for a prime minister to talk about cleaning the garbage off your streets, but no one else said it before. In many ways, Obama-esque, but it's not about be the change you can, it's about be the change only if you change.
But it's not all symbolism. Mr. Modi has also streamlined India's infamous bureaucracy, cut red tape, and announced an economic reforms program.
If there's one community, though, that's really enthused by this new government and the new prime minister, it's the business community. The World Economic Forum's annual meeting, held this time in India, there's a definite air of excitement and a feeling that this now is the place to put your money in.
I started my company when I was 14, hailing from a middle-class family, a first-generation entrepreneur. I wasn't aware of those hurdles one has to face.
But there are some in India who are a bit uneasy at the rise of Narendra Modi, a hardline Hindu nationalist who hasn't always endeared himself to the country's Muslim minority.
There's a religious procession underway in a congested Delhi neighbourhood. Young Muslim men are dancing, and there's a definite air of tension. I've just found one of the local residents, an elderly Muslim gentleman who's watching the procession from the sidelines.
We Muslims are outnumbered. The surrounding areas are dominated by Hindus, and this year they have warned us not to take our procession out of this area. It's never happened before. We are frightened that we may be attacked.
There have been a few stray incidents of religious violence since the new government took over, but there are some, like social activist Aruna Roy, who argue that this is not something to be ignored.
They are a warning that if you do not toe the line, this is what will happen to you. There is not a single Muslim BJP member in parliament. So what does it tell us?
Mr. Modi has not publicly commented on any of these incidents. His speeches tend to focus on his big plans for the country. And so while Indians, both here and abroad, are unabashed in their support for him, there are some who are still reserving their judgment.
The BBC's Sanjay Majumdar.